Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
A very good morning from the sports desk. We start with live cricket action. India versus South Africa resume on day two of their first of two tests this morning. India are currently on 105 for two, meaning they trail by 54 runs. Did you catch the opening session yesterday?
No, I've got to be honest. I feel bad. I didn't even know they were playing. So yeah. is this a test?
Yeah, yeah. Two tests against India. Okay. So we went ahead and bat first. They took us all out for 159.
Man, and then they sent us back in.
The wickets were tumbling yesterday. Okay. Yeah, no, they're coming back. The wickets were tumbling yesterday, bro. It was so sad to watch. The only thing in my mind that was going on was that the Cullis and Amla days are gone.
Yeah.
Remember, they would be on like 7 runs off like 81 balls.
Yeah.
Goodness. In other results, Babar Azam ended his century drought as Pakistan sealed the Sri Lanka ODI series. Azam hit his first international century since August 2023, lifting Pakistan to an emphatic 8-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the second day-night game. On an unbeaten 102, he helped Pakistan overtake Sri Lanka's 289-run target at Rawalpindi. And here at home, Boland overcame the Dolphins by 5 runs in a tense T20 encounter at Boland Park. Both sides came into this encounter unbeaten, with Boland having 4 wins and the Dolphins 3. The sides could not be separated at the end of normal play, with Boland posting 134 for 8. In reply, the Dolphins were bowled all out with the final delivery of the match for 134, sending the match into a super over. Meanwhile, Heinrich Claassen scored a half century to set the Titans up for a 7-run win over the Dragons. This victory lifts the Titans to 5th place on the table, meaning they still have a chance of qualifying for the playoffs. However, the Dragons, on the other hand, slipped to 6th place and no longer have a shot of qualifying for the top 4. In World Cup qualifiers, Croatia came from behind to beat the Faroe Islands 3-1, securing their qualification for the 2026 World Cup. Nick Voltermade scored a brace to send Germany past Luxembourg 2-0, putting them within touching distance of direct qualification. And football icon Lionel Messi created the first goal and scored the second as world champions Argentina beat Angola 2-0 in an international friendly in Luanda. And Yannick Sinner stayed on course to defend his ATP Finals title yesterday after seeing off Ben Shelton and completing a perfect group stage, taking the Italian 1 hour and 35 minutes to win 6-3, 7-6.
I feel like, you know, first of all, every